Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
I really don't know how to love you, man. You've been good to me. You are my God. I call you my Savior. Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. Oh, you shed your blood for me, a terrible sinner. You saved me from hell. Oh, he saved me. I want to love you. Oh, you're so dear to me. Woman moving from house to house and from sin to sin, you know what I mean. Things are beside myself, 'cause I don't know how to love you, man. You've been good to me, you are my. Jesus, Jesus, you died for me. Oh, you shed your blood for me, a terrible sinner. You saved me from Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you die for me. Oh, you shed your blood for me, a terrible sinner. You saved me from hell. Oh, yes, Lord. And I love you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're so dear to me. You, Jesus, you're so dear to me. Amen.
Oh, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Okay. Your clapping is weak. Amen. What a blessed Sunday morning. I feel encouraged by the words of the song already. That this is Jesus who has saved us from hell. How many of you feel that, or how many of you can attest that you are on your way to hell? You are on your way to hell. You are on your way to hell. I also think that I was on my way to hell. Rockley, you don't think so? As for me, the type of life that I led, I feel that I was on a highway. Do you understand? Yeah. And this Jesus came to save us. Hell is not a pleasant place at all. But this Jesus came to save us from all our sins. And the song is saying that, I love you so much. And is that what it says? What are some of the words in the song? You are my God, and I call you my Savior. A Savior is somebody who saves you. Madam, sit so that I can see your face. Uh-huh. Somebody who saves you is your Savior. That's the definition of a Savior. Somebody who saves you. You are my God, and I call you my Savior. What else? You died for me. You died for me. I'm not feeling that it's not simple to die for people. You can't die like that. Even to die for yourself is a problem. Yes, you can't die. You can't die for somebody. It's difficult to. That you even die for yourself and die. Shirley, can you die for anyone?
No,
it's not possible.
It's not possible.
No. It's not easy to die for people. It's not easy to die for people.
I can't die for my mother.
Do you understand? Recently, somebody died out of a very serious disease. And you see, there are things we can donate. We can donate blood. If you need blood right now, we do shege. We can all bring small blood and we'll help you. All right? If your kidney fails, okay, the kidney, no, I can give you one. But the liver is one. If I give you my liver, it means I've died for you. It's not possible. The heart is also one. Do you understand? When people get cardiac arrest, okay, myocardial infarction, the thing is one. So we can't ask for leg. We can cut one for you. Hand, we can do something, but for liver is one. Heart is Eugene. Can you easily? That's why when people say they love people, it's heart. It's like, I'll give you my heart and use car battery. I'll give you my heart and use car battery. Yes, when they give light off, I'll give you my heart and use China phone battery. When they give light off, then I die for you. It's not possible. You are my Savior. Do you understand? Annette, what else? What are some of the lyrics again? You shed your blood. Do you understand? You're something about heaven.
The terrible sinner. I love you, Jesus.
You are a terrible sinner. When you look at your face, you are a very terrible sinner. A very bad girl. Your parents don't know you are a bad girl, but you can see that you are a bad girl. Even though you are a member of my last service, you are a bad girl. A very bad boy. The text messages you'll be sending to the girls, that text message alone is hell. But today, look at you. Amen. So, and I've not started preaching,
no.
I'm just explaining the lyrics of the song. Yeah, it's a very powerful song. You are my Savior. I like it. A terrible sinner like me. You can see that you are a very terrible girl. Terrible boy. If we allow you to go to SHS, boarding house, By the time you are coming back, you are a tyrant. It's only God that is saving us. Amen. So I think that, look, we should take this song seriously. The songs composed by the prophet, they are deep songs, all right? They are heaven-oriented songs. That when we go to heaven, we can sing it. There are songs that when you sing, you think about heaven. Yeah. This week, I was listening to this thing. A quarrel between Brother Sammy. Brother Sammy. I don't know if you know Brother Sammy. You don't know Brother Sammy, you are here. Brother Sammy had a problem with Prophet Odro. Hey, it was serious. They said Brother Sammy brought some video B and some girls were twerking. And Prophet Odro said God will judge him. God will judge him. So the people called Brother Sammy to talk. And Brother Sammy said, why is Prophet Odro saying that God will judge him? Now, Brother Sammy no cry no. Or when him change Prophet Odro. That's number one. But the other thing he said that really I thought of it, I laughed. He said, I didn't know you're called heaven, you're called preaching. Now, oh, Prophet Odro, you don't sing. Eh? You don't sing. Oh, preaching choir, oh, choir heaven, I'm better than preaching. Oh, no, choir heaven. It's true, ba. Oh, no, choir heaven, I've got two new. Now, you can't go and preach to the angels. You are supposed to go and sing. What singing there will be up there. We are all going to sing. And now, oh, the preaching call. Oh, preaching call there, oh, choir. Don't let you enter like that. Amen. So let's think about these songs, and I believe that they are going to help us. Amen. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Maribu Shia, speak a word. Speak a word. Maliko Siria Bandabran. Mantorobo Shika. Bra, lift up your hands, everybody. Wherever you are, lift up your hands. If you are listening to us, wherever, lift up your hands. Me kaza torebaya. Mandoraba Zimandelebe Zako Rabasaya. Maleko satabaya, maze kebra satabaya, mato raba, masike le mandalaba. I worship you, sing it. Maleko sike mazata brando robosia. Help us, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts, touch our lives. Lift up your hands and sing it.
In the mist, I worship you. I worship
you are here singing.
You are here.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Close your eyes and sing it. God is touching our lives right now.
I worship you.
We are lifting up praises before Him.
Miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Hey, hey, waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
You wipe away your tears.
God is wiping
you
our tears out.
Broken heart.
He's mending the broken
hearts.
Oh, you wipe away our tears.
You wipe away your tears.
Who is there?
You are the answer to it all. Jesus.
We'll make us sing it.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker, miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is
who you are.
Thank you for turning our lives around.
I worship.
Our praises go out to you this morning. Basato Rabaya. Rabando Ziribando Siaba. Kemanaba lebro sadaba. Yes. Yes. Hamato ba zadaba. Belema zibranda bala brusa kabra. Eyane beleko rabanda bra kabra kuri banda brande lebe. Raba zadabra kabaya. Hamanda bra kurabaya banda bala ba. Ayane selebe zadabra kabaya. Don't stand there like that. You to sing it. You to sing some. Abu sada brasa tabra kere badabra. Abandu malima malabra baraba dabra zaraba naba. Aleboshi abanda brusi kabra. Abanda braka ba.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
I'll make room for two.
For two.
You and I, Jesus.
You are all that matters.
You are all that matters. I'll put you in front.
I'll put you in front.
In front of my melody.
You are all.
This morning,
you and I, Jesus, you are all that matters.
Oh, you are all that matters.
I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters.
You are all that matters. Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh. Hey, my share, no, no.
Kadosh,
Father, we thank you for this morning. We pray that your presence will be here with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Mashi, 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 mashi. Hey, mo amu bua mi amidi tu enyume. Mo hamio. And now, if American people are listening to the song, don't say that I don't know how to sing. John chapter 15 and verse 16. Quickly. I'll be preaching for 7 minutes and I'll close. John 15 and verse 16. Quickly. I want to show you something that will make your mind work in a certain direction. Alright? The most important part of your body is your brain. And we seek to work on your brain. Love is free. Love is free indeed. Hey, Elsie. I'm saying again that the most Caleb softly, softly. Well, I'll not pay you, so they are playing it as if you have got some gig behind at a funeral. I don't have money. But today the offering cry is not much. What school does and what education does is to work on your brain. Because if your brain is not worked on, you turn out to be a fool. That's how we call people fool. You are labeled as a fool because your thinking capacity is low. You cannot comprehend simple and basic things. Blacko, sit well. Sit well. Blacko won the award, though. BGM Artist of the Year. Hey, start PAC. I don't to make quite sorry. Hey, yeah. My boy. So, what preaching does, all right, is to work on you. Mr. Eun, it's supposed to work on you and supposed to change you and bring you from a state, a bad state, to a good state. What God wants for you is that He wants you to have a good life. Else, if your time is up, you can go. Okay. God wants you to have a good life. Is that clear? This place looks dark. Apart from the stage. Anyway. Chama. The thing you are playing this thing. Play something that I look like an American preacher. Bam, 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 bam. What is this? Do, re, sa, do. What is that? Play something. Use strings. That's the word. Use strings. Paul, look at this. I'm a fine preacher. I am sitting on my ministry. Like I'm preaching. I'm doing this. I stand up and let Ima come and play. Master, come up for that. You don't do anything. I'm clapping for you. So your brain must work. That's why you do BDT. You do social studies. You do many confused things at school. All those things are intended. Listen to me. They are intended to make you, to make your brain work in a certain way. School is not actually to make you rich. Nobody goes to school to become rich. Nobody becomes rich after going to school. As a matter of fact, what they give you at the end is paper. All right? But there is something that church does. And what church does is that church works both on your brain and also on your heart. Because when you are left this way, you become a hardened criminal. Yes. And some of you, even as we preach Sunday after Sunday, the word of God doesn't even have effect on you. Yeah. That is why by the time you are getting to 19 years, you would have impregnated 7 girls. Because the word of God doesn't have any impact on your life. Some of you looking straight into my eyes, by the time you are 16, you will be a full-blown prostitute. You'll be standing at La Paz Ninth Market, just by that pub, Bigot, around that area. But today I'm about to preach something. That something I'm about to preach is supposed to help you, both spiritually and physically, else you miss. Unless you subscribe to the podcast. The only thing that can help you is podcast. Well, the reason the podcast is updated. Even last week, Sunday is on the podcast. And those of you who are not on the podcast, you are missing. You are doing yourself. Yes, sir. You are doing. Do you know, Chris? Do you know you are doing yourself? Uh-huh. You are doing yourself. Who you? You are doing yourself. I don't know what it means, but it looks like it's a bad thing. You are about to hear. Why are you in Duku? At your age, why is this not women fellowship? Why are you in Duku? Anyway, you are about to hear a type of preaching that is going to save your life, and that this preaching, it will save you from becoming a social misfit. This preaching is going to save you from foolishness. And it's also going to save you from so many things that are ahead of you. And a good place to start this afternoon is John chapter 15 and verse 16. King James, who asked you to do NLT? Since I told you I like NLT, everything, you give me NLT. John chapter 15 and verse 16. You see, remove that thing on your head. It's the reason you don't hear well. Ye have not chosen me. If you have a very good Bible, I'm not talking about the engagement Bible you stole from your auntie. If it's a very good Bible, you see that this thing I'm reading is in red. And anytime you read the Bible and the things are in red, they are the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying that ye have not chosen me. You did it. You are, as you are sitting down here, you are not doing God a favor. Am I shouting too much? It's okay. You are not doing God. I have to bring my voice down. Because sometimes when people think like I'm fighting with you, I'm not fighting with you. The thing must enter you. That's why I do that. Do you understand? Because if you preach to young people and you preach slowly, you yourself, you know that the people who talk to you slowly, you don't mind them. This your father talks to you, advise you. If you go to secondary school, don't go and drink weed. You don't mind those people. You like the action, your parent, the one that is action-oriented. All your parents, one is action, one is not action. Yeah. Some of you, it's your mother who is the action woman. If she arrives, the whole house will shut down. Some of you, it's your father. When he arrives like that, there's one action person in the house. So this one, Jesus is saying that you have not chosen him. So if you are here this morning, Shelley, and you think that by coming to church, you are making somebody a favor, I would like you to come back to the offering basket, pick your one CD and go back home. Because you are not doing anybody a favor. You come here, they ask you to come here, I frown your face out. You are bad, sorry now. Come and collect that your dirty one CD you put and go back home. Because ye have not chosen me. And last week, I told you that in your walk in this life, don't allow people to choose you as friends. Choose your friends. You choose me. I have chosen you. And that's the wisdom Christ had. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I chose you. I chose you. Yeah. You are a girl. Don't choose a boy. No. Don't choose boy. You are confused already. I'll come there. Don't worry. And ordain you. After choosing you, he has ordained you. God has ordained you that ye should go forth and bring fruit. This is where I'll be on for some time. If I'm not able to finish the preaching, anytime I appear here, I'll continue the preaching. If the day I appear and I've forgotten, I won't preach. I'll preach something else. You should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. I'll pause here. Go and bring forth fruit. God has made investment in your life. You see, anytime you make investment, you are expecting a return. The people shouting, haircut. Have you been hearing haircut on the TV? They said they are coming. IMF people have come to the country. They said they have cut people's hair. They said some people's money in the bank. They said don't give it to them again. They are holding placard. They are insulting Oforiatta and all the people. Yes. It's because anytime you make investment, you are expecting a good return. And even physically, your parents are making investment into your lives. As you are saying, the reason you're... This week, I was talking to one of your parents. I was telling him that the reason we are struggling, is to pay fees for you. If it is just your father and your mother, what do they have to... They say, how much do they eat? But some of you, your school fees alone, only you, your school fees alone, is more than the economy of Ghana. Million, and you pay. So your parents are investing into... Madam, how much is your fees? How much? You don't even know. You don't even know how much. But you go to school and they don't sack you fees. You see, and those of you that there is international by your school, you should clap for your parents. These people that international... You see, because if you want to collect a lot of money, you have to add international to the school. Something international school. They will pay. Because we all like international. Yeah. Like in the hospital, the longer the name of your disease, the quicker you are about to die. Shall I say it again? The longer the name of your disease, your sickness, if they mention the name of your sickness and it's long, it means that you keep long on earth. Do you understand? Yeah. You have myocardial infarction, cardiovascular disease, and you are supposed to seek cardiothoracic surgeon. Hey, look at this big thing. You are about to die. The names alone should tell you that you won't keep long on earth. Yeah. So, as your parents are investing into your life, they are paying fees, they are paying extra classes fees, they are paying lunch fee, Saturday classes fee, Sunday, because somebody is just going Sunday. We are paying teacher appreciation fee. We are paying our day fee. What are some of the fees you pay? Graduation fee, exams fee, excursion fee, science and laboratory fees, friend STEM fees, Friends of Judas Iscariot fees, Madame's trousers fee, every fee you are paying. When, listen, after, somebody should speak to them. Somebody should advise them. Give them advice. As your parents are paying, Janita, as your father and your mother are bringing their resources and they are paying your fees, the day you turned out to be a weed smoker, you have disappointed your parents. You have made all their investment go. That's what it means. Or you don't understand the preaching? Oh, maybe I can't preach. Now I'm preaching. You don't understand. Mr. As they are paying for cadet uniform, Commander-in-Chief of Glorious Pearls Armed Forces, and you turned out to become a palm wine tapper, you have worried your mother and her ancestors. You have worried her. Now, the same way when we come to church, we've been preaching, we've been praying, we've been doing all that we need to do. Now, when you don't turn out to become a proper Christian, where God is expecting you to bring forth fruit, you have worried God and you have worried yourself. So God is expecting fruit, all of us. All of us. I'm about to close. I'll close right now. You don't know me. I'll finish preaching. God is expecting fruit from the drummer to the keyboardist to choristers to dancing star. Clap for the dancing star. Today they did well. Okay. I saw one that year. When I saw one that year, I knew that God is doing something. I said, God is doing something. It's working. When I saw one that I said, Allah wa akbar, alhamdulillah, God is working miracles. God, I've said it now there, his mind, and he's the reason I'm preaching this thing. Is that God, when I saw him dancing and I changed my message, God is expecting you, Kathy, to bring forth fruit. All of us, fruit. Look, at a point in your life, we expect you to bring forth fruit. When we come, we marry. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and the face of this congregation to put together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Marriage, which is an honorable estate instituted of God himself. When we say all these things, you may kiss your bride. Then after that, you do whatever. You file out. We sing all the song. After a few months, we are expecting fruit. Yeah. We are expecting fruit. You'll be here for a while. All of us have been here for a while. I'm about to close. Yeah. You see, biologically, we expect couples to bring forth fruit. Yeah. And in medicine, we call it fecundity. Fecundity. Yeah, it's a nice word to use. Yeah. When we say infecundity, it is the inability to give birth after 1 year of sexual intercourse. Infecundity. Don't think I'm a doctor. That's why when I talk, you don't clap. You are looking for somebody with stethoscope here, but don't worry. I'm a full-blown doctor. And you think I'm a plumber? I'm a plumber, doctor, reverend doctor. I don't know why I don't add the doctor to the reverend. You don't call me reverend doctor. Now, if you don't call me reverend doctor, I don't mind you. Reverend doctor. So, hey, why is he off? That guy is a weed smoker. Sack him. Ordain you that ye should go forth, and Christabel, and bring forth fruit. God is a. Hey, me body, you say, hey, Papa, me who name Adam? Whose name again should I call? As you are here, I should call whose name? That you should go forth and bring fruit. Brothers and sisters, as I close, God is expecting us, all of us. You cannot be in this church till you rot. You cannot be in this church receiving blessings, receiving prayers, receiving the word of God, and we cannot see your fruit. It is a mistake. It is a mistake. It's like your parents paying 5,000 for your school fees. You come home and you are saying, capital one, small one. Any niba, big niba, one niniba, two niniba. Three niniba. You have worried your parents. Your father's salary is 2,500. And your school fees is 5,000. And you have gone and come back and you are telling us three niniba, four niniba. We ask you 1 + 1, you say 11. Because when you bring the one and you also add this one, it's 11. We set the time, you say lie. Your madam is always correct. You have frustrated the whole family. This is what is happening here. You are frustrating us. You are frustrating the preaching. You are frustrating the blessing. A lot of things we've taught you. And it's after 3 months. Most of you have been in this church more than 3 months. If you have been here more than 3 months, shoot your hand up. You've been here more than 3 months. More than 3 months. Lift up. No, I'm even talking about months. Months. Not even years. Months. More than 3 months. Christabel, is your hand down? She's older than, you are older than Genesis. You are older than Genesis, so you lift up. You are more than 3 years here. Yeah, 3 months. And God is expecting fruit from us. All of us. All of us. God is interested. He said, ye have not chosen me. I have chosen you. Let's look at some people that God expected fruit from. And then I'm sure that we'll quickly go. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Quickly. When I mention the scripture, is there. Or you don't bring it again. I read from my iPad. Genesis 1 27. I didn't say Genesis 1 verse 5. You see some of the effect of alcohol. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God bless them. Hey, don't joke with what I'm doing, though. And God bless them. And God said, be fruitful. That's the word there. Be what? Be fruitful. God is expecting fruit. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God is saying that. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish and fill this room. And fill this room. Kofi, and fill this room. Replenish. Be fruitful. God is expecting us to bear fruit. It's simple. I don't have to use thermodynamics to explain this. God is expecting us. The expectation of God for our lives is that we should bear fruit. It's simple. Be fruitful and multiply and replace. You see, because when your parents are sending you to school, there's an expectation. That's why career day, they still buy that nursing uniform for you. They want you to be a soldier. They want you to become a doctor. Last time I went to one of these schools, one of the children came. He said he wants to become a drum trumpet. Yeah. I'm not joking. Career day. bus conductor. There is an expectation placed on all of us. All of us growing up, our parents have expectations for us. I'm telling you. That is why when you become a weed smoker, your mother can get hypertension, high blood pressure. Do you understand? Yeah. Where the systolic is 140 and the diastolic is 90, and she will die out of it. Because she expected you to become a medical doctor and you turned out to become a weed smoker. That is what you are doing to God. For over some time now, you've been here. He said, multiply. Be fruitful. All of us will be. You are here. You are not doing anything that will make you fruitful. You are not doing anything that will make you fruitful. And we are here. Another group, another person. Genesis 17, verse 4 to 6. 17, 4. Genesis 17 and verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Who is this? Who is this? Abraham. Next. You don't read your Bible, so when we say, it's the father of many nations, Christ will tell you it's Abraham. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. 6. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful. Look, anything God talks about, it means God is interested in it. He said, I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make thee nations, and I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. This is a blessing. This is what God is talking about. For God to actually talk about fruitfulness, it must be important. I am telling you, anything God talks about, you see, God, he's not a talkative. Anything God talks about, he meant it. God is talking about fruitfulness. You see, and when you become fruitful in church, you become fruitful in every aspect of your life. Look, I want you guys to grow up and become human beings. When I say human beings, I meant it. To become what? Human beings. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Abraham, I will make thee exceeding fruitful. God is expecting fruit. All of us here, we expect fruit. You planted some mango tree. Some guy came to my house. He said he brought some coconut. He said, that coconut in 2 years, I'll be drinking coconut. I asked him. He said, like 2 years. He even cried. He planted one beast for some chief. The chief is drinking coconut now. 2 years, the grandma. I'm so sorry. I'll say, fine. I'm say, plant it. I've been watering it for the past 4 years. Every morning, it's like I've been pouring libation. Every morning. I've not even seen the kube, the sun. Do you understand? The coconut, the sun, the small one. I've not even seen some this on the tree. Not now. Until now. I've still been pouring the libation on it. I've not even seen it. But the guy told me 2 years. He has lied to me. I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I'll make nations out of thee. May God make nations out of you. No, I want you to become important. No. See, don't become like some Rastafarian, some useless person walking around who doesn't have aim. But there are a lot of people like that. Aimless people. And you can join them. It's not a problem. You can. It doesn't look, even it's life, like exams. You don't need anything to fail an exam. You only have to sleep. You don't have to do much. Have you failed an exam before? Yeah. Me too, I've failed an exam before. You don't have to do anything to fail. Hey, WHO, they said the corona is gone. Remove it. Last week, they wrote to us that the corona is gone. Sister. WHO, World Health Organization, even they've stopped wearing this thing. You have gone for this polythene bag and you are used to it. I will make nations out of you. Another person. Genesis 26, verse 1. Something God is talking about. He kept talking about it. It must be important. And there was famine in the land. Beside the first famine. That was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Next. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. I don't have to say next. When you feel you just have to bring it. So join in this land, and I'll be with thee. No, change it to NLT. This DD is not worry. It's not helping the people. Even me, medical doctor, I don't understand D. Live here. Live here as a foreigner in this land, and I'll be with you and bless you. I thereby confirm that I will give thee all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham your father. Next, I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky. I will give them all this land, and through you, your descendants. Give me this one in King James. Give me verse 4 in King James, quickly. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the star of heaven. Multiplication and fruitfulness, they go hand in hand. God kept talking about it. You multiply. You be fruitful. Kathy, you multiply. It should be your aim. You multiply. You be fruitful. You everything you do, have the mind that you will multiply. You don't understand the preaching today. Even me, what I'm preaching, I don't understand. Have it in your mind. Last time, when they brought the results, you were 18th in your class. Don't be happy. It should be your aim that this time you'll be fourth. Improve. One reason people don't do well is that when they do something once and they clap for them, that's it. Most people, when they clap for them once, today I was coming and I heard a song. They were even playing the song in the car. Obinyanimio said that. Then I asked the girl sitting. I said, Doris, mommy, we over here. I can have VGM over here. Since that song hit, we don't hear of her again. But she's alive. She has not died. She's here. You came to sing here once, and we clap for you. That is it. You don't do rehearsals again. Because right now, you sing on international stage. I want to announce to you that my church is Anakazo. There's no international here. This is here. It's the Anakazo. This is the Anakazo. This one is the Anakazo. It's the Anakazo. This is it. So when you come and stand here and you sing a song and we clap for you, you should see it that this is the beginning of your life. Don't see it as you have arrived. And that is where most of us get it wrong. You don't improve again. Since you did that mass and you are 10 over 10, hey, all the girls have been going, oh, please teach me. Oh, please teach me. But they don't know you copied. So, oh, please teach me. And this is how your head has become like 99 inches block. You thought you've made it. Thank God I made it. You have made it. Everybody believed you. He said, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. God is blessing us. 28 verse 1, quickly. 28 verse 1. I'm showing you scriptures where God talked about fruitfulness. And Isaac called Jacob and said, sorry, and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. That's why we talk to you, listen. Thou shalt not take a wife. You're too faulty. Next one. Verse 2. Arise. Go to Padanaram. I don't know where is that. But it should be a place. To the house of Penuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful. Anywhere you see fruitfulness, you see multiplication. In all the scriptures we read, wherever you see fruitfulness, you are going to see multiplication. May God make you fruitful. And may God multiply you. You think you'll be like this forever? You will not be. You see, when I started pastoring you, when I started pastoring, sometimes when I'm there and I start watching some of the pictures, I say, hey. You see Kayla and Mamiya? Kayla and Mamiya. But you see, today they are here. The God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful. Today, I'm preaching about you are recognized by your fruit. You are recognized. That's the title of the preaching. Oh, I've not started preaching. I was explaining that. I'm about to close. I feel like I'm about scripture now. Oh, Bonnie baby. By this time. You are recognized by your fruit. Luke chapter 6, verse 43. Luke 6, verse 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither that a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Give us this one in NLT. This dot, they don't get it. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. And a bad tree can't produce good fruit. It's simple. This one is simple. You don't need degree to understand this thing. This verse on the board. Mr. Abed, do you agree with me? A good tree can't produce bad fruit. It's simple. This one is English language. And a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. This one is a bear. You don't have to struggle to get this one. This one, if they pay school fees for you up to class 3, you should understand it. Verse 44. NLT, King James, quick. King James, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather fig, nor of a ramble, of the bramble bush gather they grapes. NLT. Oh, say me bread. Now can now they acquire NLT. A tree is identified by its fruit. Figs never grow on thorn bushes, nor grapes on bramble bushes. You are recognized by the fruit you bear. I started by telling you that God expects you to bear fruit. Now, what fruit are you going to bear? Your parents, your parents are making so much investment into your life. And the investment your parents are doing is a risk they are taking. Because there are people whose fees have been paid. The parents paid the fees to invest in. The guy, as I'm talking now, is an arm robber. What do we do? That man, if your parents put it together, by this time they would have bought aeroplane. Or they bought private jet. Your mother doesn't even have a wheelbarrow. She invested every money she had. The same thing God is doing now. We are investing into you. A
And God is expecting a fruit from you. And he's saying that the type of fruit that you bring forth, that is what you'll be identified by. Your fruit. Your fruit. What fruit are you bearing? That's the question this afternoon. What fruit are you bearing? What fruit are you bringing? That's why the first scripture, I told you that it is clear. You are a bad tree. You cannot bring forth good fruit. And some of you, under the disguise of church, the things you do and the things you say, this morning, God is asking us, what type of fruit? What type of fruit are you bearing? What type of fruit? Put my second scripture on the board. Matthew 7 verse 16. King James, quickly, quickly. I don't have time. Matthew 7 verse 16. Has he put the right in there? Ye shall know them by their fruits. The type of fruit you bear, we will know you by that fruit. Today, what I'm preaching is very deep. I don't know whether you are even understanding it. But the fruit that you are bearing, you should ask yourself. Brothers and sisters, ask yourself that, what fruit? Whatever it is, you are bearing the fruit. Whatever you think you are doing or you are not doing, you are bearing the fruit. Now, my question to you is that, what type of fruit are you bearing as you are sitting down here? Because after a number, you see, that my coconut tree, I'm telling you, with time, the coconut will come out. And we will see. With time, your fruit will come up. What type of fruit, Shelley, are you bearing? Or what type of fruit are you going to bear? Now, don't be deceived because you are in church. I'll say it again. If that's the last thing I'll say and put the microphone down, I'm saying that don't be deceived about church. Church, as we are here, don't be deceived. The people that will go to hell, some are here. Anakazu assemblies. What are you talking about? I am saying that don't let church, like the name church, deceive you. I had a church member. That thing, they call it what? I want to say it in English. Oh, that was the English word for that. Homosexual. Homosexuality. Homo. That's where they push penis into bottles. That one is called homosexuality. Yeah. I had a church member. All my life, since my eyes opened, I started being a serious Christian and preaching. I've not preached to adults. I can count the number of times I've preached to adults in the last 10 years. Even adults, when they sit and I preach, they don't understand. I've been preaching to church. So when I say I had a church member, this person is somebody of your age. And he was doing trumu. He used to sing for me. He sings. He sings solo. He was in the Dancing Star. Some of you who are a bit older, you know him. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, that don't let church deceive you. I can't give you a lot of examples, but I had another church member. He stole the offering in the bag to his house. The following Sunday, went to collect the offering bag and came to have church. Yeah. This is my church member. When people wash and dry, he goes, you see,
He still thinks he doesn't. Girls' panties, he still it. It's not like he needs it to. Electric bulb outside, he go and steal it. Yeah. He's been trying to stop. He cannot. Somebody who cannot stop himself from stealing is called a kleptomania. He cannot stop. Yeah. I'm not preaching, but you understand the preaching. You see, what I'm saying is that don't be deceived that here is Anakazo Assemblies. Even catch the anointing center. Only Anakazo Assemblies. It must be a joke. And you see, don't also think that because you come here, the devil is afraid of you. Rather, you have provoked him. Rather, you have provoked him. I can give you countless examples. But what I'm trying to say is that if you don't take care, you come out and bear a bad fruit. Yeah. Oh, I've forgotten to tell you about my church member who got pregnant. You know him. Yeah. I have 3 church members who got pregnant. 3. Yeah, the second person now is born again. Yeah, she born and born again. So you see, when I give the example, you think that you are far from it. Or when I'm talking, you say, you are not far. Yeah. One of them, I still pastor her child. I'm a grandfather, so I'm standing here. You don't respect me? Somebody have pastored who has given birth and I'm pastoring the person's child. I'm a good pastor by now. You should be clapping. It's not easy to find many people like that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, that do not let the church deceive you. I forgot to tell you about another example. This boy is a drug addict. As I speak to you now, he's a Rastafarian. All these people were my church members. He is a drug addict, as I speak. Where did he learn it from? He learned it right in the church. He was given in the church. I'm talking about Accra, Ghana. Accra. Sowetum, Accra. Not far. And some of these people, when I begin to mention their name, you know them. You don't know them because, number one, you just came. Or number two, you were very irregular in your church attendance. So, you don't know them. Yeah. But these are real examples. And I'm saying that if you don't take care, by the time you are getting to a certain age, the type of fruit that you'll be bringing to us will be a very bad fruit. Your father is a Basenta leader. That alone provokes the devil. Yeah. Your auntie is an LP. Ha. Your father is a pastor. Your father is a reverend. It doesn't mean anything. It's like saying you are from Ghana. What does it? Or you are trying to tell me that you have the picture of Blacko in your room. Since he has won the VGMA, how does he help you in your life? But it is to paint a statue, you see, oh, yeah, she know. Oh, me see, you know, so yes, sir. Chadepo, they didn't try for the woman crowd. They gave her Gospel Artist of the Year. I'm sad. Lois, you are not sad for Esther PAC. But all the people that came during the red carpet, OBRC, they are rooting for Esther PAC. Hey, the people, some people I saw, they've not gone to church before, but still they say it's a PSC. So the woman had confidence Yeah. Yes, so the black on ye. We the black on ye. Yeah, the black one, the beco. Kweku Freeport, the assembly, but I'm telling you the head, my head. I can't try. Now, the album by a new back one, a hit here. How do you expect to win artist of the year? I mean, you see, some of you, when they are, that's why when they advise you, you don't like. You see, because this girl, we can advise her. And she can go and stand for the president of Ghana. We, just the people here, there's a way we talk to her. Suddenly, she'll feel she's the president of Ghana. Oh, we FL. Oh, madam, we FL. We'll call Bia Betuamau. Oh, Ube to me. Ah, Jesus. Cash. Now, the oil be Google. So, suddenly, we'll say, Nante Asasa. Sa. But you see, they are Omu Jojo, sa. Now, I'll talk foolishness. Sa, sa, it is. Yeah. Number one. Hey. You are identified by your fruit. Once you see mangoes on the tree, you should know that this is a mango tree. Your fruit tells us the kind of tree you are. A good tree brings forth good fruit, and a bad fruit, and a bad tree brings forth bad fruit. Yeah. When we see you, we should be able to know the type of tree you are when we see your fruit. Because some of you, after here, when you walk out of this place, whatever has been preached here is out of your blood. You suddenly forget you are a Christian. You forget. May you be identified by the fruit that you bear. You don't have your quiet time. There is nothing Christian about you. I'm saying that there is nothing Christian. You see, what you show is your fruit. Because you see, apart from your fruit, there is nothing that we can use as a parameter to show us that this is who you are. Because people speak different languages. They are fantasies. Who can speak pure Ewe? You think they are Ewes, but they are not. That's why we cannot use language alone to tell us where you are coming from. We expect, you see, when you are called a tournament, at least the distance, you should be able to do a plan. I mean, by your name. Your name should, when you are called something, you ask, Ayele, we should know that like some can come, you should be able to do or something like that. So when we call you by the name and you can't do that thing, there's a problem. Say you go to UD. You go to UD. You don't know any scripture. You go to UD. You don't have any message you are listening to. You say you go to UD. You don't have your quiet time. And I'm a son of Bishop Dakeward Mills. My son of Bishop Dakeward Mills. There is nothing UD about your life. I'm telling you. Apart from mercy. Forgive. It doesn't mean anything. You are identified. Listen. You are identified. You see, if you have to explain who you are, it means you are not. One of my friends were telling him that if you have to explain the type of doctor you are, then you are not a medical doctor. Oh, I'm not really a medical doctor, but I'm a doctor, it's okay. If you have to explain the type of doctor you are, that you have to tell that you are a herbalist or traditional birth attendant or something, then you are not a real medical person. Yeah. If you have to explain your Christianity, then you are not a real Christian. By your fruit to show. Make sure the day your fruit is showing, It should be a good fruit. Make sure you are identified. I'm about to close. My time is up. You are identified by your fruit. Today, take it from me that even if it keeps long, your fruit, it will show. Your fruit. You see, as you live your life, you are adding fertilizer and manure to your fruit. That's what it, everything you do, you're adding fertilizer and manure to your fruit. Is growing. Your tree, the tree is growing. Your fruit, one day your fruit will come out. One day, it will come out. That's why people get shocked and say that, this person, we know that she's a church girl. We don't know this aspect of her life. It's because you have deceived people for a very long time. Most of you have come here today because you don't have anywhere to go. You don't have anywhere to go. That's why you're here. It's not like, I love church. I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what he wants. It's not because you love church. And there's light of your room is hot. So I should just move around. Yeah. Number two. I'll close with number two. You are evaluated by your fruit. You'll be assessed. You'll be examined by the fruit you bear. By the fruit you show. That is how people will examine you. And when you are, when we go, we'll be assessed by the fruit we bear. What fruit are you bearing? This question should be hitting your brain the whole of this week. What fruit? What fruit? You see, those of you who say you are a serious student, you say you are in school, you still give us the impression that you are a plus student. You look after JHSN, WAEC will give you a piece of paper. I'm saying that WAEC will give you a piece of paper. Some of you, your piece of paper. When are you writing BC? 7th August, yeah. September, by October, WAEC will bring us an A4 sheet. And that A4 sheet, when you hold it, in less than 2 minutes, you can understand what is on it. And that WAEC paper you are holding, that A4 sheet you are holding, is the fruit, is the summary of your life for the last whatever years that you were in school. Yeah. It's the fruit. That paper is a confirmatory test of what you came to do in the school. And you kept giving us the impression that you are intelligent, you don't have time, you are going for classes, you are this, you are that, you are that. They will bring us a paper. Piece of paper. That paper is how your life has been assessed. Same way. God is going to assess us one by one. What type of fruit? And you see, our assessment is based on the fruit we bear. Your assessment and my assessment. You cannot go to school and you not write exams. No. Any school that you go, they don't write exams. Stop that school. It's not a good school. There must be exams. And the amount of exams that you write in this life and pass, the more valuable you become. Shall I say it again? The amount of exams you write and pass makes you more valuable in this life. And that is how much you are paid. The cleaner. At my workplace, there are cleaners. There are people who clean my office. The person who clean my office, he's older than me. He can burn me, but he cleans the office. I go, I put on AC and sit down. Why? I have passed exams that man has not passed. Yeah. I'm saying that the difference between the troll mate and the manager sitting in the air conditioner is as a result of the amount of exams one of them has passed. You'll be assessed by the fruit. You'll be, and you see, usually when you fail an exams, you cannot progress to the next stage of your life. That is why WAEC has graciously brought something like remedial classes, which now it looks like a fashion. When people go, they are going to look at bottles and then they come back. Don't go and come back and go and write remedial. Don't. I know a guy, the remedial, he has written 5. He's on it. Just yesterday, I heard his father has registered him again. And I said in my head, he will not pass. Because the boy, I know him personally. I know he will not pass. But I'm afraid to tell his father. Otherwise, his father will say that I'm an antichrist. You are the reason. You are the reason why I fail my exams. So I don't want the man to know that I am against his son's education. But I know the boy. Because of the fruit that boy's fruit, I know that he will not pass the sixth time. Even though Bible says that the righteous man shall fall 7 times, he will fall more than 7. But I don't want to advise the father. No, because I heard the father went to take loan in the bank. I take loan in the bank. But yesterday in the morning, somebody told me, oh, the father has gone for loan. Because the remedial is expensive. He has gone for loan. He has gone to pay. But I have the father's number like this. I said, if I call the man will think that I don't want his son to do well. Time he writes and come, he doesn't get anything beyond D7. D7, E8, D7, E8, F9, D7, E8, F9. But the father has hope. I never give up. Don't give up in life. You see, sometimes when you follow some motivational speaking, like the man who told us that he started his pure tap business with his tears. Pure water business. He started with his tears. Just say, you know what? As we are crying, the tears. That's what he used to start his pure water business. Today he has tracks. The man who said he started his restaurant with 1 grain of rice. Today he has big restaurant. Hajia Bintu came to tell us that she was a waitress in the restaurant and she bought Benz. I've been working with Ghana Armed Forces. I've not bought Benz. Waitress in the restaurant, you bought Benz. And you are encouraging us that it's by hard work. You guys are not working hard, though. I say if you follow Martin. But you see, the man, I could have called him and tell him that, I beg, that look for this thing for your son. Carpentry or mason or something. It will benefit him. But this remedial, the guy, this is the sixth time he's going to write. And I know that he will make it. He will make it. He will make it. He will make it. You'll be assessed. Anita, you'll be assessed. Like in your school, the teachers, they've been watching you. That's why there's something we call class teacher's remark. The teacher, even though you are 86 in the class, he knows everybody. He knows those of them that are disrespectful. Like even few weeks ago, my son came with his terminal report. This boy who is 2 years. They say he's respectful at school. I said, wow. How do you know? This boy, how do you, which of them is disrespectful? The respectful and disrespectful, it is at your age that we'll see. It's not at their age. My mother was humble. Fanuel is humble. I told the mother that don't be excited. Don't be. I didn't know. The teacher doesn't know what to write. He started the term halfway. He went to join them. No. I hear he was even the one who topped the class. And I told the mother that it's because we paid all the fees. That's why. if you don't pay all the fees, you are disrespectful, you are this, you are huh.
But at your age, like if I'm a teacher here and I should write about everybody, I know what to write about Priscilla. Hey, yeah. I know what I write about Christabel. I know what I write about Annette. I'll know what I write about her. I'll know Kayla. I know what I write about Kayla. Henry, I know what I write about Henry. Brother Achu, I know what to write about Brother Achu. Eugene, that is here. I know what to write about Eugene. Do you see? Well, I've been pastoring you for years. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So your fruit. Oh, you see, as you keep moving, keep thinking about your fruit. Ask yourself that, what fruit am I bearing? What fruit am I bearing? That's why when you go out to misbehave, they ask, who is your mother? Why are they tying your mother to your incorrigible behavior? There must be a reason. Yeah. In Proverbs, he said that a child that is left to himself bringeth shame to the mother. To the mother, not the father, mother. That's why when you behave outside, they ask, who is your mother? That's why your parents, when you are misbehaving, that's why they beat you, especially the mothers. Because they don't want you to go out and ask, who is your mother? But I pray that we'll bear fruit. Mr. Hume, you will bear proper fruit. Proper. Priscilla, proper fruit. Don't disappoint God. Just as you don't want to disappoint your parents, don't also disappoint God. When we look at you, you should be able to say that you are a child of this one. He's a child of God. The people in your school, when you see them, are you not able to tell this one is a rich man's son? Can you not tell? We can't tell the rich man's son. Madam, you can't tell the rich man's son. You can. Yeah, they have some glasses. Glasses with rope. When you see their shoe is different. Uniform, you see that your uniform you wear one for the 5 days. Every day they change. Yeah, and they iron it. When they give light off, that's it. The type of cars that bring them to school is different. You walk. If God blesses you, trot. Yeah. So the same way, when somebody looks at you, the person should be able to say that this person is a rich man's son. I say, this one is a child of God. But by your behavior and by your food, you are a child of the devil. Yes, God is not happy with you. Is that crying? Is that my son crying? He has come. Yeah. I pray for you that you bring glory and fame to God by your fruit. May your fruit tell us who you are and where you are coming from. Today, as you leave this room and you go and come back next week, keep thinking about the fruit. Keep thinking about your life. Keep thinking about your behavior. Keep thinking about how you carry yourself. Because many of you don't even think about it. Amen. I know I've preached. I know I've spoken sense into your head. You see, this is very deep. This thing I've said is very, very deep. You've not thought of it. But it is one of the things that can change your life forever. It will change your destiny, both spiritually and physically. Because as you are sitting down there, you don't think that your parents are expecting a fruit from you. You don't think so. Some of you, they made you go to school to come and reduce the poverty rate in the family. And you are drinking palm wine. Darling, lemon is your favorite drink. Sit up, sit up. And some of you that you are even firstborn, saying, you can create a path that if you don't take care, you worry all the people that are coming after you. Firstborns. Because the tendency to go astray as a firstborn is high. Firstborns. But I pray for you that you make it and you do well. Respectful child. Very humble. Go back to your church. Hey, close the door. Very respectful. Come back. If it's some other child, you say, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. You can't do me anything. Amen. By your fruit. You'll be identified by your fruit. The type of songs you listen to, the type of videos and movies you watch. You are here. You have 6 boyfriends. But you are also telling us that you are a child of God. When we are singing here, I am a child, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. You have been jumping with us. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. But you know that this, I love you, Lord. You don't love God. It's your master teacher. Stand to your feet. I have closed already. Stand to your feet. Yeah. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and close your eyes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. We sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lift up your hands and sing it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
I think I should get a verse on the board.
Oh my soul, I worship his holy name.
Sing like never before. Sing.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
The sun comes up.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me.
So everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh, my soul.
I worship his holy name. And sing like never before. Oh, my soul.
I worship your holy name.
One
My strength is fading.
The end draws near and my time has come.
For all your goodness I will keep on singing.
10,000 years and then forever.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my soul, I worship
His holy name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you this afternoon for helping us to understand the effect of fruits, to bear much fruit for you, to bear good fruit for you, to live our lives that when we are assessed by our fruits, we will not be found wanting. Holy Spirit, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, your clapping is very, very weak. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat. All right. Come out with you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.